This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These lads will be in town on Sunday. They'll be a part of this conversation with Chris Riemenschneider. He is with us. Excellent work, as always, for the Star Tribune. I want to start the conversation. First of all, thank you, as always, Chris. The story you posted online yesterday, Elvis Costello, coming back to town. He comes here frequently. Big fan myself. He's 67. He first toured America in 1977. He was headed to Mystic, but because of his own philosophy on how we should approach COVID and requirements, it does not match up with Mystic Lake. So he has been requiring proof of a vaccine or negative test results at all of his concerts so far on the tour. Mystic Lake is not following this requirement. They had the same issue with the Jonas Brothers. So Elvis is now going to perform at First Ave. How often is this happening, Chris? I mean, is this happening more than we're talking about here in town? Is this happening all across the country?
No, this is pretty unique. And there's a caveat here, which is that no one has officially said that's why the show has been moved. I mean, you know, 99.8% certainty that that's why, but I had to write around that a little bit. The fact is that Elvis is requiring vaccines at all his shows, and Mystic Lake hasn't been allowing people to do that at their shows. So the assumption is that's why it's moved. The unique thing is, the Jonas Brothers tried to do it, and the show went on at that was an amphitheater show out there. And the Jonas Brothers one of those Jonas Brothers is diabetic, and they cited health reasons why they were for themselves why they were requiring the vaccine at their shows, and Mystic just said, sorry, we're not doing it. And Jonas Brothers could move the plug, but the problem in that case is there aren't that many amphitheaters big enough to accommodate the Jonas Brothers. Whereas Elvis Costello, was able, I'm sure First Ave jumped at the chance to book Elvis in that size of room. And it's going to be a blast. I mean, but what a kooky thing, what a kooky roundabout way to finally get Elvis at First Avenue. And it's almost more surprising to learn that Elvis has never played First Avenue than
that is correct.
Surprising to hear that Mystic probably, they went on his request.
I think Elvis here in town, Chris, playing like State Theater, Northrop, right. You would have thought at some point
he fell into that era. And of course I know all about this, having written a book on First Avenue, it was the disco era. It was the Uncle Sam's era when they really didn't host a lot of live music.
Sure.
So he played the Longhorn Bar instead his first time in town.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then by the time First Avenue became First Avenue, we were actually Sam's to begin with, hosting rock shows. He was too big by then to play a venue that size. So it's going to be awesome. Tickets are only $60 too for First Avenue. I mean, I'm sure he's taking a pay cut on this. In other words, because those casinos pay good money for shows.
What do you think? Is it like 20%? Is it 50%? What's the ballpark pay cut, do you think?
Well, it depends how well it was selling at Mystic. But, you know, I'm sure there were probably some pricier seats at Mystic because it's reserved seats. And I bet it's probably about 20% at least that he's taking a pay cut for this. But that's if the Mystic show was selling really well. And I like a lot of people poo-poo the Mystic going to a casino for a concert. And I actually think it's almost like a theater that they have out of Mystic Lake. So it would have been a fine place for a show to see Elvis. But, First Avenue is going to be a lot better. If you don't mind standing, obviously that's the one thing. Elvis has a little bit difference. Of an older crowd who maybe doesn't like that. But, us younger folks are into them too. Not that I'm that young, but.
Mystic and casinos around the country. It's easy for people to say, okay, fill in the blank. At one point, arenas or who knows, stadiums or now bigger places, and now you're at a casino. Is that true now? I mean, when I think of the Jonas Brothers are pretty popular right now. If you're getting the Jonas Brothers at Mystic, you're doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah. No, the casinos are they pay so well because they don't need to make money on the concerts. They're making money, obviously, from people coming to the casino for the concerts and then going into the casino and gambling. So, no, it's all about the business of it. And, you know, Treasure Island, they built a full-blown amphitheater outside Treasure Island, and they had yep. Lizzo. That was sold out. That was huge. And Luke Bryan, too. I mean, he's, you know, he played U.S. Bank Stadium, and he's playing at casino. So, casinos they're getting used to them. There's going to be a lot more shows at them, I think, coming up. How it plays out with Mystic and vaccine policies is still, we'll see.
So let's stay with the vaccine policies and the smaller venues in town, relatively smaller venues in town.
Yeah.
Are most of them sane, either a vaccine or a test? Are they leaving it up to the act? How is that playing out so far?
Most of them are doing, most venues are doing their own vaccine required policy. Not all, but most of them. Most of the main music venues are. And you know what? It's super easy. A lot of people think they do it when they check your ID at the door, which they do anyways. It doesn't really take any more time. I was just at First Ave last night for a sold out show, and it wasn't a line at all. Got right in, showing the card. So yeah, it's the arenas and the theaters too are the Hennepin theaters. They implemented a vaccine policy too. Case in point, at Excel Center in September, I guess about 2-3 weeks ago, one night it was Guns N' Roses, and the next night it was Harry Styles. Guns N' Roses, no vaccine policy at all. Harry Styles, not only did he have to proof of vaccine or test, but he required masks as well. In the bigger places, it's really up to the artist.
On a night like that, and it's what, I don't know, Harry must add 15,000-16,000. Are people paying attention to the mask policy? Are arenas even enforcing that? Or are they saying, sure, Harry, we want to get you here, but we don't have the manpower to do that?
Yeah, they really can't enforce it. It's really they cannot as you walk in, of course, but beyond that, there's not ushers coming around. Bob Mould at First Avenue, you know, old rock Minneapolis rocker. He was calling people out from the stage if they didn't have their mask on. That was the only time I've heard of that. Mostly it's people doing it on their own. First Avenue's Palace Theater included. I've been to a few shows there. It's vaccine required and mask encouraged. There's been a few artists that are also requiring masks, including Mould. But in those cases, unless the artist is actually literally calling them out from the stage, there's really not much to do to enforce it.
Adam Carter, our news guy, he was at Harry Styles, and Adam just sent me a text. He thought that it was 80-90% of the folks who were at Styles kept their mask on. So, in some places there is some compliance. Let's get to what's happening Sunday.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones in town.
I'm getting excited.
Okay, so ballpark, how many times have you seen the Stones?
Not a ton. You know, because they only tour about every 5 years or so. So I've started in this will be about my fifth or sixth time.
Okay.
Have they normally lived up to the hype? Gotten better every single time I've seen them.
If that's believable.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They really, the last, especially at TCF Bank Stadium, or whatever it's called now. That was far and away the best. And so if that arc continues, hopefully this will be the grand finale. And you know, that's the idea. Odds are this will be the last time, not to quote one of the songs, but you know, this you just do the math, and if they only tour every 5 years or so, then you know, this is probably the last time. And it sounded like the rest of the shows on the tour have been really strong, even with the new drummer, or maybe because of the new drummer. A lot of folks like that Steve Jordan is filling in on drums. So
we can make a side bet they're going to come again. I think right now betting on these super groups to ever stop, I just wouldn't do it. I also was at the show at then TCF Bank, now Huntington Bank. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah.
Our mutual friend John Bream wrote a story available StarTribune.com about how groups move on after they've fired somebody, they've had a split, or in this case, Charlie Watts is passing. But you're telling me so far the reviews have been good, and how it's played out. Is it a different sound without Charlie? Can you tell that much? What are you hearing so far?
Well, that remains to be seen. Based on reviews, reviewers are kind of specifically keying in on that. I think it's just kind of, I think it's just more the spirit of it. You know, it's going to be different without Charlie. I mean, Charlie, not that he had much stage presence. He just kind of sit back there looking all cool and calm.
Yeah.
But there was just something about that. That was while the other guys are running around mixed, you know, running here and there. And there's old Charlie in the back, keeping it all together. And, you know, but Steve Jordan, the guy filling in, he toured with Keith Richards. He's played with all of them in different forms, and they knew him. They knew Charlie. They had already, before Charlie died, they had already announced he was going to be replaced by Steve because of Charlie's failing health. So it's not like when the Who they played after John Entwistle, the bassist, died. They played XL Center like it was like a week later with a new bassist. So this, you know, they had a little more time to prepare in this case, and it sounds like it's coming off, you know, pretty smoothly.
Always enjoy the conversation. Check out Chris's book on First Ave. It's a great read, and keep following with the Star Tribune and also on Twitter. We'll talk again soon. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. Bye.
Chris Riemenschneider from the Star Tribune right here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.